Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You go to sexwithemily.com, listen to all of our shows. And improve your sex life just by visiting the website. It's a miracle. It's magical.
It does wonders.
It does wonders, right?
Your penis grows if you hit up sexwithemily.com.
It's so strange.
Immediately.
There's all these people trying to grow penises, and then you just go to our website, and there it is, huge. Hi, happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday.
TGIF, baby.
We are less than 10 days away now.
10 days away?
From you being a super diva and a television star.
Okay, that's true. I mean, I'm not a super
yeah.
diva. And
yet,
and
but anyways, you're going to be on a television show called yes. Misadvised. It's your show. You have two other co-stars. It's going to be on Bravo, June 18th, 10 p.m.
10 p.m. Everyone has to watch and tweet.
And everyone is so excited.
Everyone is so excited. We're so excited. We can't quite believe it. And it's going to be running for eight episodes throughout the summer. So yeah, set your DVR now. It's pretty funny. It's about three single dating experts. Do we practice what we preach?
It's going to be crazy because we have some friends that work in entertainment and some screeners got sent to them. So we got to see a little bit of it and it's hilarious. You can see how crazy Emily is when it comes to her thoughts
on... Yeah, I didn't like your tweet.
What?
You tweeted just now like 10 minutes ago. You said, Emily's life, everyone check it out. She's not normal.
Yeah, it's not normal.
Why am I not normal?
Because...
Why am I not normal?
It's not.
What's not normal about me?
No, do you know what? Actually,
normal's the wrong word. Not normal is the wrong words.
Oh, no, no. I'll still use that as a statement.
Oh, thanks.
But
okay.
I think it is, it's, maybe you're stubborn.
I'm just unique.
Unique?
I have unique perspectives on dating.
Maybe you're a little bit stubborn.
How am I stubborn?
Or maybe you should just tell people to stop giving you advice on your relationship. I don't know. Because you're not listening. People are telling you the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And then either you're coming off stubborn and not taking their advice, or you should just say, hey, you know what? I don't need any advice on my
love life. You know what? I have to say, like, I've been in a really good place right now, and I don't really need any more advice. But thanks, everyone, for offering
pitching in.
Thanks for pitching in. But no, there's a scene with my brother when he gives me advice, and you're all going to have to wait and see.
And I love it. I love it. I love your brother. My brother is going to be a superstar.
My main thing, what Menace is talking about, is that I don't think that monogamy should be the only option for people in the world. And I think I bring that to the screen.
Yeah.
To the TV set. Yeah. I say, you know what, people, everyone blindly signs up for monogamy and they never say, you know what, maybe I want a different kind of relationship, or maybe we want to open it up, or what happens if we get attracted to someone else? So people don't have those conversations. So they're just like, yep, we're monogamous. We're together till death do us part. No other penises in my life or vaginas. Like,
what's wrong with that either?
That might be fine for like most people, but some people might want to know there's other options out there. Yeah. And I try to shed light on that. So today's show, we're going to be giving you all the details you need to know about online dating sites, what they are. We break them down for you, what you can learn from them, which ones they offer, if they're in your demographic. And we're also going to have some oral sex and anal sex tips from my new intern, Omar. And he happens to be gay. And Menace always yells at me because I give oral sex tips sometimes about performing oral sex on a man. And he's like, you don't know. A gay man needs to give a tip. Men need to give a tip.
Yeah, because
men have
gay
penises.
Guys have penises, too. They know what penises are like.
Just because I have a penis, I don't know how to
one.
Right, that's true.
I'm not saying that you're not going to perform fellatio that people will not like, that they will dislike.
Oh, they like it.
Yeah, I'm sure that they like it. But you don't know for a fact, that you might a little bit do it better.
I hope to learn some things
from a
today
guy that
Omar
actually has one and knows what it feels like.
True.
To receive fellatio.
I am always open to learning more.
And I would love to hear from a lesbian to tell me how to go down
on
a
woman. We'll do that next week.
That's who should be teaching
me. I've got plenty of lesbians to come on the show and talk to you about oral. We've done that, but not in a while. We should do that next week.
Oh, yeah. Your favorite subject.
Oral sex?
Yeah.
Dude, yes. And you probably need tips. So we're going to bring in a lesbian.
Yeah, I'd rather talk to a lesbian.
Fine. Done.
Yeah.
Done and done, Menace.
And I don't think there should be anything wrong with that statement. If a guy tried to come in here and tell me how to go down on a woman, I'll be like, you know what? Get the F out the door. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I hear you. Whatever, Menace. Whatever works for you. I just want you to perform oral sex on women and not just, I just want you to do it because I don't think you like it.
And we're on Sirius XM radio right now.
We are on Sirius XM radio. Extreme Talk XM 165.
Yes.
We love being here. And if you're listening, tweet us, Sex with Emily or White Menace. You can also find
at.
Well, they know that.
Maybe they don't know.
If they're on Twitter, they know it's at.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they'll just sign up just so they can tweet us.
Tweet us. Tweet.
Or hit us
tweet
up on Facebook.
Crap out of us. Facebook Sex with Emily.
Facebook.com/Sex with Emily.
Thank you, Menace. Would you like to say anything else?
No.
Instagram, Sex with Emily.
Yeah, all
it's
that
all
stuff.
Sex with Emily.
If you're listening to XM, we want to hear from you.
Exactly.
Yes.
We want to hear from you ASAP, however you want to get hit us up. Hit us up right now. Okay, today's show is brought to you by Classic Erotica. Go to crazygirlproducts.com, use coupon code Emily25 at checkout, and you get 25% off. And let me just tell you this, their products are amazing. They have this pheromone-infused body and sensual care for women, men, and couples. And the pheromones, like sexual pheromones, that it all smells amazing. They have a girls wannabe naked intimate shaving cream. Okay, and they also have a Max for Men, Max Head flavored oral sex gel. Anyway, their products are so unique, and they smell amazing, and they do great work. And so you got to go to their website and check out crazygirlproducts.com, and remember to use coupon code Emily25. Okay, so what else is going on? What are you up to this weekend, dude?
This weekend, I am absolutely doing
nothing. Oh, right, because you had a hell of a weekend last weekend.
Well, last weekend I was at Disneyland. Two weekends before that, back-to-back, I was in Vegas. And then, not this weekend, but next, I got to go to San Diego. So
this
weekend, I don't care.
You don't care.
I don't care if the most amazing party ever is going down in San Francisco. I ain't going.
Okay.
I don't care.
I won't invite you to any
Staying
parties.
Home.
You already missed my birthday party. There's no other parties I have to invite you to.
All right,
that's
good.
That's cool. I'm just going to be hanging out. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, I think. And I'm going to be out with my dog who climbed a tree this morning. You liked my picture on Facebook.
I saw that.
We go to the dog park every day, the same dog park. And all of a sudden, she runs up this tree. And dogs don't usually climb trees. She's a little dog, but she's Jack Russell. And she climbed after a squirrel. And everyone in the park was freaking out because it was very funny.
How did you get the dog out of the tree?
She climbed down. She's really smart.
What about if she got stuck?
I wasn't scared. Everyone was scared and like, whoa, whoa. And I'm like, she'll get down. And she did because she's perfect.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's why she's
right
always at your house.
She is always at my house.
No, she's not.
Menace thinks she's not. She was on vacation for 10 days.
Oh, 10 days.
Just with her baby daddy up at the lake. She liked it. She likes lakes and fields and streams
and
things
like
that.
Should send her on a trip to Europe or something.
I know, exactly. Okay, well, I've got a little bit of sex in the news here for us today.
And that is?
Miss Pennsylvania resigns, claims Miss USA contest was rigged.
Really?
In a shocking blow to trashy American competitions, Miss Pennsylvania 27-year-old Sheena Monin has resigned from her post, saying that the judges of the Miss USA pageant already had chosen the winners before the contest began. But they refuted her claim, saying that her resignation, she quit because the new rules that allowed transgender contestants to take part. So she's a bigot, whatever, I don't know what it says here, but she's upset and she resigned. Because they are allowing transgender people in the pageant.
Yeah, yeah. Who
it's
cares about that?
Okay, next.
But did you see, I saw something on TMZ, I think Miss Michigan or something was out partying and stuff like that, but she's trying to claim that, because they got a photo of her, like, taking shots.
Oh, God. People, stop. Put the cameras away when you're taking shots. Everyone, no matter what you do for a living.
And she claims that she didn't swallow or something like that. I could be totally off, but that's the blurb that I read.
That's like Bill Clinton saying that he smoked and didn't inhale.
Yeah, check out, you know, my favorite website, TMZ.
TMZ, you love
shout
the
out
TMZ.
To Harvey.
Anything else on TMZ?
No, just a lot of people
getting married.
Getting married.
Miley Cyrus gets locked down by Liam Hemsworth. Liam. She's only 19, and he gave her 3.5-carat diamond. Okay, Miley Cyrus, you are too young to get married. You are 19 years old. No. You should be at least 30.
This is a huge business move for her. It's
Why?
A very smart
to make
move.
Her look more mature and get
no,
more.
No, not that. Look, Miley Cyrus has kind of peaked. Like she's not going to get any more famous. Nothing. She's not going to come out with another album and it's going to be huge. Maybe she'll do a movie or something. I highly doubt it. But she has peaked.
She peaked as Hannah Montana?
Yeah, I think her popularity peaked probably about a year ago. Okay. So, her man is in one of the most upcoming franchises in movies, bigger than The Hunger Games, bigger than Twilight, bigger than maybe equal to Harry Potter.
Okay.
He is going to be a huge, huge star. So, she's locked down with this guy. This is gonna be big.
I just think,
for her.
Why does she have to get married right now? Like 19, you're a teenager. She's still a teenager.
Well, you know what? She's gonna let the superstar run away if she doesn't lock him down right now.
Why do you think it's gonna make her more famous? Because then they're gonna be like the hot couple.
They're gonna be the super couple.
Yeah. Okay.
Totally.
That's a good prediction. I don't know. I don't follow all that stuff.
It's
I just think
keep her,
I'm just thinking
gonna,
about little Miley.
It's gonna keep her
being 19 years old and she's got one penis that she's with for the rest of her life if they last. I just think that when you're 19, you're not fully evolved yet. You don't know what you want. You're still growing and learning and changing, and you should not get married. You can get engaged, you can live together, but don't get married.
It's gonna keep her super super famous.
So you think that it's all calculated?
I don't think it's calculated, but I think, stepping back, thinking if it was a calculated move, it is extremely smart.
Okay.
Do I think it's going to happen? I'm assuming 90% no. I don't think the marriage is actually going to go through.
They're going to break up. He's going to get super famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're going to break up.
I kind of agree with you. And I hope they don't get married. And I don't mean to be down. There's not that there aren't people who have gotten married at 19 and they're still together and they're happy. I'm just saying, typically, you should not. You should.
Do you
know
why
your 20s are growing and learning and changing, and you just change a lot in your 20s.
Do you know, I hate to say it, but this is how you always hate on monogamy and all this stuff.
I'm not hating on monogamy. What?
Yeah. And you're always a downer for people that want to be together for the rest of their life. I brought this up when the news first broke that she was engaged. I brought it up on another radio show where people can text in and give back their feedback. And I said, hey, Miley Cyrus just got engaged to her boyfriend, Liam, and 100%. positive reaction. I said, are these people too young to get married?
You tweeted this.
No. I said it live on the radio. Oh, okay. And like, there's a system on this other show I do. You can text. They text immediately back, hey, you know, seems cool. If they want to get married, they can get married. Some people are texting, I got married when I was 17. I've been married 35 years. That's true.
There's some positive things.
There wasn't one person saying that they were too young.
Well, I don't know who those people are, but I think
it was called the Bay Area, which has 7 million people. The Cume, the research says there's about anywhere from 800 to 1 million people listening at one time.
I hope I'm wrong.
So 1 million people against little Emily.
Yeah, crazy.
Have faith in the Miley Cyrus.
Which is so weird because I'm right. That's what's just so weird that 1 million people could be wrong. That's just bizarre to me. No, I'm just saying if you're thinking about getting married, like,
stop being a downer.
I'm not a downer. I'm happy for her. She got a 3.5.
Don't get married. People be a player for life.
No, I did not say be a player for life. I said wait till your late 20s, early 30s is what I mean.
You walk up in the club with a bottle of Moet with a chain, gold chain on, and you say, player for life. That's what you do every time you walk into a club.
Player for life.
Yeah, I'm a player for life.
I'm not a player for life.
Just admit it.
I'm dating someone.
I know, but
what you ain't
marrying anybody.
I'm not marrying anyone.
So just admit it. I'm a player for life.
I'm not
just
a player for life. I might get married. And next year, you could be invited to my wedding. God knows what's going to happen. You don't believe me? You'd be laughing. I'm not inviting you because you would just get up and trash me. I'd like to give a toast. And then you would.
I would like to give a toast to all the ex-boyfriends who are in the room right now.
I know. They'd all be there.
I'm friends
with all my exes. They'd all be in the room.
There'd be so many of your ex-boyfriends.
All of them.
At your wedding.
All of them.
All lined up in the front.
Because we're good friends. I'm friends with all my exes. Oh my God, it's all good. It's fun. It's just the guy that I'm married.
My very special day that, you know, my husband.
It might be weird for my husband.
He wants to spend the rest of his life with you. And you know what? All
the
ex-boyfriends are there too.
Yeah.
They're there to celebrate. But you know what?
It's a lot of penises.
You probably would marry somebody that would be cool with that.
I would have to marry someone who's cool with that because I want my exes at my wedding.
Cool with polygamy and all that kind of stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Polygamy. Okay. There's a killer clap on the rise, warns the World Health Organization.
Make it clap.
The UN, the UN Health Agency is urging government and doctors to increase surveillance of antibiotic-resistant gonorrhea, a bacterial infection that causes inflammation, infertility, pregnancy complications, and can lead to death. Wow. Babies born to mothers with gonorrhea have a 50% chance of developing eye infections that can result in blindness.
Damn.
Use protection, people. Put a condom on. Put two on.
You can get gonorrhea in your eye?
Yeah, you can get gonorrhea everywhere. No, they're saying that babies are born with infections.
Oh, okay.
You can get you can get diseases. I don't know why people aren't using condoms. I was just listening to something the other day, and they were saying that, like, women, like, have unprotected sex, like, 15 times in their life or 11 times, like, some kind of stat. Like, just don't do it. Like, I know it sucks. I know it's annoying. You got to stop the moment, and you're all ready to go, and put a condom on. That's all I'm saying. It's done. Okay. Talk about a smoking pair of boobs. Gun holster bra hits the market. A law enforcement supplier from Oklahoma is now selling the Flashbang Bra, which comes attached to a thermoplastic shell that holds one of 20 of the most popular handguns on the market. The gun hangs directly below a woman's breasts, naturally concealing it. That's dumb. How many women are carrying guns? A lot? Tons, right? Not in San Francisco. Not in my friends personally, but you want to...
Women carrying guns.
You got to be careful. What if it goes off and shoots your boobs off?
Yeah. Here in our area, San Francisco, probably not as big, but maybe Midwest, there's this television show. Oh, my God. This super hot chick. She's a little young, though. Blonde. She's on this gun show on Discovery.
A gun show about guns?
It's about guns.
Okay.
These people that sell guns.
They teach
people how to use guns and stuff like that. Don't know her name. Super hot, but she's all into shooting guns. Like, they brought all these guys out to, these firefighters out to a gun range, and they're, like, trying to shoot and stuff. She's like, oh, she has to be, like, in her mid-20s or something. Ridiculous body, right? And then she just goes, she's like, oh, yeah, let me show you how to shoot the gun. And she's, like, teaching all these firefighters how to shoot and stuff like that. So there's women that are just in.
That's true. I shouldn't say that. But are they going to get gun holster bra? I don't know. It seems uncomfortable.
When we go to Las Vegas.
I want a big piece of metal in my boobs.
One day. Hopefully we'll do a podcast from Las Vegas. That'd be amazing. But I'm going to take you to the place called the gun store.
Oh, good.
And you can shoot some guns. I'm telling you, you probably get super horny. You'll love it.
Really?
Because every girl that I take with me, they're like not really into it, whatever. But then you hand them like an AK-47 or something, or a little 9mm. Oh my God, they're so into it.
And you said they get horny. Do they start giving you blowjobs?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Immediately blowjobs. No.
Immediately.
My, you know, you see my assistant.
Yeah, she's
like
cute.
She's like 5 foot. She loves shooting guns.
Really? Yeah, I'm sure. I wanted to try it when I was in Vegas, but I didn't have time because you told me about it.
Yeah.
And I would do it. I would do it. But I don't know if I'd buy a bra.
Next time we're not
going to
have you stay at the Stratosphere.
We are. I am going to stay at the Stratosphere?
No.
Oh, I stayed in the worst place. I don't even want to talk about it. But it was cheap and it's how
No,
life
you
goes.
Can't do it like that in Vegas.
I know. I fucked up.
We're on XM. We can say the F word.
Oh, you're right. That's true. So I'll say the F word, but okay. I don't really feel like it right now. We've got some emails from the people.
From the Weeples.
Thanks everyone for emailing us at feedback@sexwithemily.com. We try to get to all your emails. We can't get to all of them, but we hopefully will answer a question that's relevant to your issue, or sometimes we do read your email. We email you when we answer your questions.
You all right?
What am I saying? No.
Are you drunk? Do you have some shots before the show?
I wish I was drunk. No, just kidding. Okay. So yeah, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hi, Emily. Just want to show you a quick email saying thanks for mentioning the email on air to Menace. Kind of bummed we never got to meet him. Oh, these are the people that wanted
Vegas,
to meet you in
I'm
Vegas.
I'm so sorry.
Let's do a public apology. But hey, I'm sure he was having a blast getting his drink on. Anyway, guests will just have to listen for when you guys either travel to Maine or New York or New Jersey to ever meet one of you. Thanks again, your loyal listeners, Scott and Lisa from Maine.
Dude, I totally know what happened. I was going to hit them up.
Right?
This is what happened.
Okay.
So
you got too drunk.
Well, no, I did get super wasted, but I was going to hit them up later. What happened is I went to Old Vegas. There's Fremont Street, and I was there freaking wasted with all my friends. And when I got back to the Strip, I was going to hit them up. But there was a freaking parade for the residents that went through
right.
there.
You got stuck and you had to walk, right?
Yeah, and I couldn't get a cab. And so I walked through the freaking desert of Las Vegas. Like, seriously, there's no like buildings, nothing, just desert and in a street, trying to walk back to the Strip.
Sounds so sad.
And I got a little confused because I thought I was walking to a building that was this place called the City Center, but I was actually walking the wrong way.
Yeah, you can't get drunk and walk in the
desert.
It
was 100 like degrees, no water, nothing. And it was like 45 minutes to an hour. Me and my buddy were walking
without water,
nothing. And then finally we get to the building, and it wasn't even the building that I thought it was. And then we had to walk more, and then finally find a cab. And then by the time I got to there, I was like asleep in my hotel room until late at night.
So
and then
Scott
I tried to
and Lisa
go out.
Were sorry Menace couldn't meet you. He was lost, drunk, and dehydrated in the desert.
Yes.
So that's why he couldn't meet you, but he wanted to.
Yeah, I apologize.
Okay, next time. And we're going to come to Vegas. Or they don't live in Vegas, but we're going to do
New
it
York.
Vegas.
They're in Jersey, right?
They're in Maine.
Maine? Okay. Nah, same. Okay. Well, it's a little far.
It's a little far. We'll do a show in Maine one day. We'll do a show all over the friggin' world one day.
I would love to get a tour bus like Bethany had on her show.
Oh, my God. Me too.
On Bravo.
So I
oh
would
my
love
God.
That too.
She had an amazing tour bus where she just took a tour bus and did
the Skinny Girl Margarita.
Yeah. And she just did speaking engagements all over the place.
Why don't we do that?
Well, get a sponsor.
Who wants to sponsor us to go across the country and educate people and do podcasts and help people have better sex, which is what we're all about, is improving people's sex life. And we'll call it the Sex with Emily Sex Drive, and we'll drive across America.
That would be amazing.
I know. Donna, we've been talking about that. We'll do it. It's coming up. Okay. Dear Emily, how about Oville to refer to a climax and refer to Pound Town as a particularly vigorous trip to Oville? Maybe it's a stop on the way.
Dude, people are taking off with the Pound Town.
I know.
I'm getting tweets
are
about
you?
It. Yeah.
Another one I've used is you used to say you're taking a road trip or that you're another thing he's heard is taking a road trip or that you're taking the Porsche out of the garage. Dan from Denver.
Oh, Dan. Because
Menace always says going to Pound Town.
Yeah, let's recap real quick for the XM listeners. So we just like saying, are you gonna take her to Pound Town? Meaning are you gonna have sex with her?
I hate that.
Pound Town. Did you go to Pound Town?
It's just, you know what? Okay, keep going and then I'm going to tell you why
people,
I don't like it.
People just love
right.
picking
well,
up
we
on it.
We don't love it because guys should never pound.
Oh, God. It's just a funny saying.
It's not, but I feel like you're going to Pound Town with
I'm
her.
I'm
going
to take this biatch to Pound Town.
Yeah, don't pound real. On her. You know what? You're going to do jackhammer sex with her? That's going to be really
rabbit,
hot.
Rabbit
that'll,
style.
That'll be the last time you've ever pounded anything.
Then I'm going to blow my loads in 15
Ew.
Seconds and then I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds like a dream, doesn't it, Emily?
No, I hate Pound Town.
Love Pound Town.
I bring it up sometimes. But I just do it funny.
Why do you hate all my little sayings?
Because they're annoying. No, I'm kidding. Okay, what are your other sayings? Pound Town and then...
Pound Town.
You have a few of them.
I don't know.
I can't remember. Okay.
We're drunk already.
I wish. Friday TJF, baby. Okay.
Oh, can I ask you something?
Yes. Ask away.
You're a white girl.
Yep.
Why is it that white girls, every time they see each other, have to scream? Like, oh my God, blah, 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 blah. Like, every time they, like, see each other, and it could be like, oh, I haven't seen you in, like, an hour. Oh my God. Every time the door opens, why?
Why? It's just white girls?
Just white girls. Why are you screaming all the time?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You should watch this. Do you think this TV show? It happens a lot.
It happened on the TV show. Do I do it on the TV show?
I haven't seen you done it, but I'm sure you do it.
I do it. Yeah. I do it. I go, oh my God! You're right.
Why?
It's a white girl problem.
Is that?
It's a white girl problem.
I don't know why.
Because we're so excited. Menace, I scream when I see you every day. I'm like, Menace! And I give you a big hug.
I do.
Because I think it's really friendly and it's nice and it shows love.
Wow.
Do all your friends? So you're saying that your friends that are like Asian or black or Indian or whatever,
Mexican,
they don't
Mexican. Stuff like that.
You're saying that they don't scream.
The girls don't scream.
I don't believe that's
true. That's why I love them. And I'm not hating on white women. I still date white women.
You are hating white. You don't date white women much.
Not much. They're just not on top of my list.
Because they're screaming in your ear.
Yeah, I mostly grew up with all Latin females. Most of my life.
And you still like the Latin
and
females.
And I love Latin females.
You love Latin females. I'm telling you. Latin females, when they see their girlfriends, they scream too.
They don't.
Yeah, they do.
Hell no. They don't. I'm around them all the time. They don't do it.
Okay. But
get a white girl in there. And I'm just saying, maybe it's not hindering you from getting laid. But
no,
it was just an observation.
I've gone to Pound Town recently.
Oh, really? Tell us about it.
Tell us about the last time I Pound Town. No.
Break down Pound Town.
You know
for
what?
Us.
It was my birthday and I was a little drunk.
Oh, the best.
It was like Menace sex. I was like drunk and passed out.
Yeah.
It was a good time though. But I'm trying to think what I did. I didn't do anything that special. Although I do have a new favorite sex toy that is the I'll come back to it. It's by Lilo and I think it's called the Siri, S-I-R-E. It's a S-I-R-I. It's a great sex toy to use during sex.
Oh, speaking about white girls though.
Oh no.
What
did we ever do to you?
Oh, nothing. We had Maggie Mayhem on the show the other day.
She's awesome, yeah.
She's at Maggie Mayhem on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
She's a porn star, which she's bisexual or something like that. I fell in love
with her.
She's
a sex hacker. You did?
I loved her.
I knew it. She's adorable.
She's super cute. She's not like the porn stars that you see that's all tan.
Fake boobs and blonde hair.
Blonde hair, just like ridiculously looking. She just seemed like a normal girl, which those are the type of girls that make a ridiculous amount of money in porn.
Right.
You know, the girl next door.
She had the girl next door look.
Yeah, she was totally cool. Loved her.
Loved her too.
Yeah, I don't know. I would be afraid, like the way that she was describing her sex life.
Oh,
and
right.
Stuff like
she's
that.
An open relationship with
her
husband.
It's
yeah,
it's crazy.
That
but
is crazy.
And she was like ridiculously smart, which I was intimidated by. She was breaking down how she makes circuit boards to figure out how much blood flow goes in your vagina. Like,
I know. I didn't even know plasmomats or whatever.
Yeah, with her and her fiance who went to Harvard. Like, oh
I know.
My
they
God.
Make
they're,
this machine
they're
where
they're just
they,
on another level.
They're on another level of intelligence. That's true. But that's really cool. They made this thing where you can monitor what the orgasm looks like for a male and a female,
yeah.
The blood flow. And she was explaining it in ways that Menace's brain froze.
But
you can check out that show. You know, if you're listening to us on SiriusXM, we have got hundreds of podcasts at the Sex Family site, and you can check out the show with Maggie from the other day.
You can download Stitcher. That's the studio that
Stitcher's
we're in right
awesome.
Now. Stitcher, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. It's a free app for your smartphone. You just download it, search Sex Family. You can listen to us right on your phone. It's
so
easy.
What else you got to do? Okay, hello, Emily. Can't thank you and Jimmy Jane candles enough. I bought the gift set with the 6 candles, and we are not even through one yet, and I'm massaging and having slow sex. They are effing great candles. Okay.
Do you know what?
What?
You gave me that Jimmy Jane candle, and you're like, oh, you don't use it. Well, I used it the other day just to have a candle on in my
Doesn't it smell amazing?
Yeah, I just didn't.
You could use it as a lotion. It's amazing.
Yeah, but I didn't do anything with it. I just had it on. It smelled good.
It's amazing. So the Afterglow gift set from Jimmy Jane, they have three natural massage oil candles with body brush. And let me tell you why. I was just being interviewed yesterday by someone for about a sex article that they're asking me for advice, how couples can keep it interesting. And the thing about massage candles, if you've never used one, they burn cooler than regular candles. So the wax, you can pour it on your partner's body and it doesn't turn waxy. It turns into this the most delicious massage oil you've ever smelled. And it smells just like the candle and it's not messy. Men think everything's messy. It soaks into your skin and you drip it over your partner and you give them a massage. And it's just a hot thing to do to spice up your sex life. And if you want to go buy one, you just go to jimmyjane.com, use spring, code spring for $25 off your purchase if you want to get a Jimmy Jane candle. So I am obsessed with them. I feel like they should be like, they should name one after me.
And it's no joke because you actually been talking about the Jimmy Jane candle.
For years.
Ever since I've known you.
Yeah, I love them. I need more. So they're great. So check those out. And it's a great way to spice up your life, sex life. Okay, Hamley. Love the show. I listen to it whenever I have any spare time, which is limited as I lead hiking tours around the U.S. and I'm constantly on the move. My question relates to my work, actually. I'm leading a 5-week tour through the Southwest right now, driving a van filled with 12 foreign travelers. 2 weeks into the trip, one of my passengers, a 42-year-old lesbian from Germany, confided in me that she wants to spend the nights with me.
Yeah.
I told her I was flattered but straight. But she kept coming on to me and leaving me presents in the van. I have to put up with 3 more weeks of this. She has a partner back home in Germany, and I have a feeling she's going to snap soon and ruin the trip for everyone. How do I turn down her advances without causing tension for the next 20 days? Van driving vixen, Iowa. So, this is a woman who's being hit on. Okay, got it. So I thought it was a man initially emailing and saying the woman, but it doesn't matter either way. This is your job. You could tell her that you don't hook up with your passengers, with the people who are participating in your trips. You could tell her that you are just not interested and just be very clear. Like, I don't mix business and pleasure. And I mean, you just got to be straight and you can't be flirty and you can't lead her on because it sounds like you're afraid she's going to explode and be dangerous. You just got to be straight and not give her any flirtation. Like, you might not even realize that you're doing it, but just be like, I'm straight, or tell her that you're dating someone. Doesn't matter. But just I would just say that you've got to just be clear and on message and just don't give in just because she's on your tour.
Or, you know, just take a couple of tequila shots and try it out and see what she thinks.
She's not into it. She's a vixen. She's a van driving vixen in Iowa. And, she might be into it. And the truth is, I mean, if she was into it, she would probably tap it.
I can't go back to Iowa. Wanted there.
Yeah, that's right. For a speeding ticket, right? You never paid that ticket?
No.
Honey, you got to pay those tickets.
But when you're rich and famous, you can loan me some money to pay all my tickets.
I promise I will pay. When I'm rich and famous, you'll be rich and famous.
Take care of all my legal troubles. We didn't even talk about this on the show, but let's just bring it up one more time if people missed it. Because I'm getting tweets right now as we speak.
You're tweeting. Okay.
There's a commercial, a promo for the TV show that you're going to be on, Misadvised. We've already went over this on Bravo, June 18th. Watch it, everybody. But there's a promo where you and I are kissing and people are tweeting.
I know.
Like, tweeting like crazy. Do you know what? There's some tweets that will feed your ego, which you love.
Tell me.
There's people tweeting, I saw Menace making out with some hot chick on Bravo.
Oh, good.
Oh, see how you lit? See how you just lit up?
Menace and I made out, and I'm not going to tell you the
back. She's smiling, everybody. Menace? She's like so happy. Hey, fellas, you want to get in the pants, just give her a couple compliments. It doesn't take that much.
I love compliments. Seriously, like, forget the roses and the chocolate. Just give me 3 compliments, and I'll be down on my knees.
Just eats off it. But, yeah, they're like, I saw Menace make out with some hot chick.
That's so funny. You just got that tweet. Yeah. Menace and I do make out, and I'm not going to give you any backstory as to how that happened. Because we are co-hosts of the show, and we are buddies, and we don't normally make out. And I don't know what the hell happened that day.
Yeah. A lot of tequila. Check it out.
No, there was no tequila. It was during the show. It was very funny. Very funny scene. Okay, that's what we got for emails. From the people. Why don't we bring on our special guest?
All right.
Okay, Omar.
Omar, come on in.
Okay, Omar is my new intern and literally day two.
Oh, day two, you already have him on the show.
Oh, yeah. Day two, he's on the show. And I thought, because he's bringing so many interesting topics up to the show, and this is something that we've been wanting to talk about. So, Omar, tell us, how are you sexually oriented?
I'm gay.
Gay, okay.
Yeah. Just straight up, see? Because Emily always brings up somebody that's like so are you gay? They're like, no, I'm, there's like so many different.
Maggie Mann is a sex hacker.
I'm not gay. I'm a sex hacker. So I don't really identify with, just being a lesbian. And I'm like, what?
Who do you sleep with? Right?
I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
so Omar sleeps with men.
Right.
How long have you, can we get a little backstory? Sorry.
Totally.
Backstory.
Yeah. How long have you, had it out there that you're,
since
gay?
16, but I always knew. Like, uh-huh. I was questioning for the longest. But 16 is like when I fully came out.
Yeah. Yeah. And how'd that go over?
It went well.
It went good.
I had a lot of people supporting me. You know, I didn't have a lot of hardships.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
And I think it's just more and more these days, people that come out are not having as hard of a time. Believe me, I know there's a lot of people that have a...
Like, it still happens, like, bullying.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
It still happened, like the whole stigma against it. But I feel like the gay is becoming more of a trend now.
Uh-huh.
So it's like it's more accepting.
Yeah. Because my buddy came out, and we're like, dude, why didn't you just tell us like so much? Like, no one cared. It was like, okay, great. Yeah, you're gay.
We live in San Francisco too.
Yeah.
So it's very different here because we are so accepting. I'm like, really? That's still an issue? But of course it's an issue and people have problems with it. But
so,
I'm glad you had a good experience, Omar.
So then when did you have your first experience?
My first sexual experience?
Yeah. After, was it before coming out? Or
it was before
after?
Coming out. It was
really?
Before coming
so
out.
So you had it on the under. On the under. Okay.
Yes,
how'd that go?
DL. It went bad.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
It went bad. Because I'm a bottom.
Okay.
And so my first experience, like, I'm inexperienced. So I don't know, like, the preparations, the do's and don'ts and stuff like that that comes along with bottoming. Mm-hmm. And so my first experience, like, I had an accident.
Yeah.
And so what I mean by accident was, like, I pooped.
Right. Which is, like, everyone's biggest fear about sex. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was, like, so embarrassing. I didn't do it for, like, 2 years after that until I was 16.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's why he's here, is to give good anal sex tips and oral sex tips. But, because you should empty yourself, right? You learn that. So it was a bad experience. It wasn't a great experience. You waited 2 years to have sex again.
Yes, I was so scared.
I know.
Wow. Did you read up after that? Like, what to do?
I know. I just started being more out with my, started hanging around more with gay people, getting gay friends.
And they give you advice.
They give me a lot of advice.
So we are going to, I think this is a little anal sex 101 tip to segment here. Anal sex 101. So how would you then?
Prepare.
Preparation. I would say the first thing you have to be mentally ready for that and know your sexual partner. It's not something that you just spontaneously do. I feel like you want to know the person you have an anal sex with. I feel like being in a relationship with them is not like somebody you just do like on a first date, second date, third date
it's something that you write.
Yeah, it's very intimate to me. Well, for
and this
me.
Is for gay or straight too.
Yeah, gay or straight or whatever. Right. But I feel like the first thing you want to do is be mentally ready. The second thing you want to do is also be thoroughly clean down there. Because
how
do you do that? How do you make sure you're thoroughly clean?
Well,
do
me personally, what I do, I drink apple juice.
Oh, okay.
I drink apple juice to make sure I use the bathroom 2 hours prior before anal sex. Because I feel like it cleans out your system. You don't have to think about it, worry about it while you're having anal sex. And so just... this is a good conscience to have.
Right.
And then you also want to be shaved down here. I feel like...
everything?
Just your whole butt. Your whole butt.
How do you shave your butt?
How do you shave it?
I use clippers. Like hair clippers.
Yeah, but how do you... okay. Maybe I don't want to know
You want to know. Tell me.
I wonder like how...
like, how do I look?
Yeah, how do you shave your own butt?
Oh, it's a whole project.
Is there, like a lot of mirrors involved?
Yes, I commit one day of fully grooming.
Wow. Nice.
I commit one day of fully grooming down there. And so I use the bathroom mirror, and then I get my full-length mirror.
Uh-huh.
And I, like, hold it in my left hand. I have my clippers in my right hand, and I, like, try to get, make sure I get
everything. Wow.
It's like a whole project. Have you ever waxed?
I waxed before. I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
I didn't like it either.
It hurt. It was like the most painful thing I ever experienced besides anal.
Yeah. Emily made me do it one time. Never again, ever in my life will I get waxed.
Do you know that I'm posting that show?
Yeah. No, it was that's like not going to happen. Ago, I didn't release it.
I had Menace. We had a bikini waxer in this.
I'm calling your brother to be my lawyer and not get that posted.
And Menace, I said, well, men get waxed, women get waxed. So we had a male and female wax so you could take the pain. Menace had his pubic hair waxed. Not your butt, though.
Oh, your pubic hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like in pain and he had bumps and he wasn't happy.
It was terrible.
Like, they said, like, the best thing to do with waxing is shaving before, like, with some clippers, then go get it waxed.
Yeah. Maybe
the longer it is, the more painful.
Let's do it again, Menace, so it's not as bad of an experience.
Maybe I can get my butt hairs, like, threaded. You know, the threading?
Oh, threading? I thought that hurts worse.
No. Really? I do threading.
I heard it hurts, but it probably does a better job.
Yeah, it's more precise.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't thread your own butt. You need someone else to thread.
Yeah, I go to the threading spot. I'm like, and I turn over. I go, yes, the butt, please.
Yeah. This probably happened. But threading is this process that they use to remove hair. They take a piece of thread.
Yeah.
And I do it on my eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could do it on your butt, but that'd be kind of awkward. Okay, so what's next? So you drink apple juice to clean out your system. Because this is, again, tips, anal sex for tips for men, women, anyone to have anal sex?
Yeah, it's for general. If anybody wants to have anal sex, gay, straight, trans,
which is a big...
Because listen, straight guys, you all know you want to try anal sex.
A lot of straight guys do.
Yeah.
They do, but they don't
have. I have a lot of straight friends, and they always come up to me like, how do I get my girlfriend to do anal sex?
And I say tequila.
No, what do you say? Don't say that, Menace. Menace, that is not the answer. What do you say?
I just tell them, like, it mainly starts with foreplay.
Exactly.
Just foreplay. Just make sure she's
a pinky
very
goes
relaxed.
In there first.
A pinky first.
Pinky. Yeah, fingering. Yeah, you want to start with fingering. Loosen up that area. It's just mainly foreplay. Make sure the anal place is very wet and moisturized. Keep it very wet. Lubrication and condoms. Always safe sex.
Always safe sex. Always lots of lube. Like, we cannot emphasize the importance of lube.
Lots of lubrication. Like lube.
You can never have too much lube.
Like, you ever see one of those gas trucks that go by? Like, full of gas, just like that much lube.
Right, like one of those big gas trucks.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else? What is next? So then you start having anal sex, and then how does it start? You got
like,
lots
once
of lube.
Once you start, it's like, you can't like you just can't pound it out, go to Pound Town. You can't do that.
Straight up Pound Town, everybody. That's what women want. Just pound it right away for the first time.
No,
they're going to enjoy it.
No Pound Town for anal.
No Pound Town for anal. Slow. You have to go really
very
slow.
Very slow and steady. Like, when you first, like, you want to just let the penis ease its way in.
Right.
Like, you don't want to rush it or nothing. Just ease its way in.
And guys, we just want to force it in.
Exactly.
Because we're like, oh my God, we're going to get it in. That's why it doesn't work out.
That's why Omar's telling us what to do. Slowly.
It's like, if you just force it in, it's very painful. And it's like, the receiver's going to have like a bad experience.
Right,
and
exactly.
Then do it again.
So what do? You go slow. You
go
tip slow, him.
And then, and as you're going in, like, kiss her on her back, like, whisper stuff in her ear, just like massage her back, just loosen her up, just make her feel comfortable and relaxed.
Right.
Because like, that part is very sensitive. You're very tense down there.
Yeah.
So you want
to have to relax your anus. Right.
Right.
Okay.
And then after that, once the penis has fully entered in, a good thing to do is take it out and lube up the area once more. And then put it in.
Okay.
Put it back in.
Great advice. Lots of lube. Lots of lube and move slow.
All right.
Check in with your partner.
What about, are we going to switch to fellatio?
Yeah, we can switch to fellatio tips.
Fellatio.
Oh.
You can take a sip real quick.
Take a sip of water.
Now, this is a debate we already talked about, but if people are just tuning in right now on XM. I've been saying for years on this show that, you know, I'm a straight male. And Emily's straight. But she always claims like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to this seminar where this woman is going to teach all these other women on how to do fellatio and stuff like that. I'm like, no, you should go to a seminar where a gay man is teaching women how to give fellatio, because a gay man has a penis and he knows what feels good.
Right.
And now we have a gay man in the studio.
Okay.
That's going to tell us about fellatio.
Fellatio. What's your top fellatio tips?
To teach
my
women.
Top three.
To teach women or men listening.
Whoever wants to put a penis
in their mouth.
Yeah.
If you want to put a penis in your mouth, listen up. What should you do?
I'll say the first thing is make sure you keep it wet. A lot of spit. You could spit on it. You could deep throat it. Just make sure it's wet. Second thing is no teeth.
No teeth. Right. Teeth is a no-no.
Yeah.
And third thing is a lot of noise. Like a lot
what
of...
What do you mean by that? A lot of
like,
noise? Like
a lot of...
Or slippery,
like
slicky
noise. Noise of the mouth. Mm. Like a lot of like that, the... I don't know, like slippery, like the slime, right. like the...
Because
like,
it's hot, right? Yeah, to hear the sound that someone's making.
It's very sexy.
Okay.
Now, should I tell her to take her dentures out or should I have her leave them in?
Well, that's old. She's old.
And but what else? But there are some other things that you surprised me because we were talking about this on the way over and he said no hands.
Yeah, no hands.
What?
I no like hands. See, but Mendes, you've had oral sex performed on you, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Do you like
this
hands?
This last week for the first time. Yeah, no, I like, you don't like the hand job
and like, yeah, that's one yeah, of them. Yeah. That's like another like oral sex position or whatever you want to call it.
So what are you talking about with no hands? So
no hands, like once it's fully like ejaculated, like a lot of, well, me personally, I like it with no hands because I just feel like it gives you more access.
Mm-hmm.
It's, right. It gives you more access to deep throat.
Okay.
And so like with hands, it's like you kind of like stopping at like a certain point.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. That's true. So you love deep throat.
Yeah.
Do all guys love it? Because my interns have been asking me too. The female interns, they're like, "What? Why are guys obsessed with deep throating?" Like,
they just want to know how far it can go in. It's not like it doesn't right. really do anything.
Right.
For them.
No, it doesn't feel better. It feels good though.
It feels good. It just feels good. It's more like pleasurable for the guy.
Right.
So. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, this is something else that I wanted to bring in here. I've got these. Okay. So let's say if you are listening and you perform oral sex, man or woman. And sometimes you might not love the taste of semen or the taste down there. And this is all, you can also use this when you're performing oral sex on a woman. But it's called Mask Sexual Flavors. It's MASQUE. And their website is actually sexualflavors.com, I believe. Or you just look up Mask, MASQUE. And what you got to do is they're like Listerine strips, basically. Aren't they cute?
They're very cute. They come in like nice packaging.
Beautiful packaging. It's yourmask.com, YOURMASQUE.com. And they come in mango,
there's chocolate,
strawberry, and mango, chocolate, strawberry is what we got here. And then
what's that one in your hand?
Watermelon. Oh, watermelon's amazing. So they all taste really good. You put it in your mouth and it lasts for 15 minutes. So I think we should all take one right now.
I'm going to try the strawberry.
Try the strawberry. Okay. I'm going to try the mango. So if this is your issue, it masks sexual flavors. And I'm not saying that sexual flavors are bad. You might love sexual flavors. I like sexual flavors. But I know that, for example, there's a lot of women who don't like to perform oral sex because they don't like the taste of semen. So that is your prerogative. You don't like semen, that's fine. You could try a mask strip. So Menace is trying one too. Mm-hmm. And aren't they cute packaging? Look, I'm showing it to
Very
the camera.
Very well done.
Very well done.
Very classy.
Okay, I'm just ripping it open.
Oh, okay. Like, I'm like having like
I the... can't, oh yeah. Okay, we're opening their mouth and we're trying it. So it's just another alternative. A lot of people say they get married and their partner starts performing oral sex. I mean, maybe or they have issues with it, with the flavor.
Because they don't want to do it no more. They got you locked in. They got your
bank
account.
I'm having a smoothie.
They got the codes. So they don't need...
Hold on. We're all opening them right now, which are...
All right.
Does it sound good? This is good radio.
Yeah, hilarious. All right.
Taste it. Okay.
Now, what do you... Do you not mind the taste of semen? I don't know what it tastes like.
How do you feel about the taste of semen?
I don't like the taste of semen.
No?
No.
Okay, no. So maybe you are the perfect mask candidate. I'm putting it on my tongue. So this is mango. It's like minty. It's kind of like it's minty mango.
Minty mango?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like having like the...
Oh, I see what's going on.
I can't even open it.
It opens like this. See, we're dumb.
Oh, duh.
All right. There you go. Sorry,
okay,
we have
yum.
Trouble. Anyways.
Anyway, so what else with fellatio? So I always say... Same thing. Keep it wet. Enthusiasm is very important. Women, men, gotta
be
enthusiastic.
Act like
you're into
it.
Even if you don't want to be down there, act like you want to be down there.
Yes.
Or don't do it, but don't you think that enthusiasm is important?
It is.
Yes, like you don't want to seem bored while doing hand.
No, you don't want to be like, oh God.
Like that's like the most complete turn off.
I know. What do you think about hand jobs?
Hand job, I love hand jobs.
Good.
Hand jobs are like the best.
I know. I agree.
But not with a dry hand.
No. Lube. Always. I think the theme of today's show is like lube, lube, lube.
Lube,
like you've got
to
use lube all the time. Yeah.
You love hand jobs. Why? Because you're getting hand jobs by another man that understands how to give a hand job. That's why we have a fight.
Menace and I have been having a fight for 10 years.
About hand jobs.
About hand jobs because a woman can't give a hand job to a man as good as a man can give a hand job to himself. And Emily's like, oh, no, no, no.
I disagree because
you don't have I couldn't.
But it's different. You got the strip. Okay, that's the strawberry one, huh?
Yeah.
We're playing with mask strips.
I couldn't, like, finger you better than you probably can finger yourself.
Yes, you could.
There's no way.
Yes, you
no
could.
Way.
I'm just saying that the hand is.
It tastes good,
huh?
It tastes good.
It's like minty strawberry,
it's
right?
It's like mint. It, like, sticks at the top of your mouth.
Yeah.
Yep. And then it masks the taste of. So next time you're performing oral, you got to try it.
I have to try this.
I know. I love them. Okay. So the thing is that the hand job debate. So what I always say is that hand jobs is sort of like, I feel like they don't happen that much. Like you go right to fellatio. But a hand job, a woman giving a man a job or a man, whatever, whoever giving a hand job. Yes, you know how to do it because you have a hand and you know your penis, but it's just a nice little mixture. It's like a nice thing to throw in, a nice little extra something that you could do, use lots of lube, and give him a hand job. Like, I'm not saying that I'm doing it better than you. It's just something different.
Hand jobs are much better done by the opposite person.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so much better.
I love
better.
Omar.
I hate, like,
Omar's
doing
on my
own,
side.
I hate doing my own hand jobs.
Yeah, because he's getting hand jobs by a man who understands how the hand jobs work.
But I understand how
it doesn't back up your argument at all.
No, it does. It does.
It doesn't.
Mutual masturbation is a great tip for couples to do mutual masturbation because you can learn what your partner likes and then you can give him a hand job.
She's not listening to the facts right now. That's all
I'm
saying. I'm
listening to the facts.
But hand jobs,
it.
I feel like hand jobs are more like
when you're 14.
But that's why I want to bring them back. If this all started because I was going to start a
when
movement.
When you're too afraid to give fellatio.
I was going to put hand jobs on the ballot, actually, and have like bring back hand jobs to the America.
I hope you don't lose too much money on that campaign.
Yeah, I probably will. So that's what we like. That's good. Okay, we can also get into our anything else about oral sex? Any other tips come to mind?
How do you talk somebody into
oral sex?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Because we've also got another topic here that we can
That's
go to.
That's the number one question guys want to know.
How do you talk them into giving oral sex?
How do you talk somebody into oral sex? What do you think, Emily?
I think that you talk, I mean, I don't think that you talk someone into them. I think that you perform oral sex on her first or him first. And then so for your example, Menace, for your question, I think that you get what you give. What comes around goes around. You go down on her, she might go down on you. Or you could say, it might be really nice. I'd love for you to, you know, put your mouth around my penis. But I feel like you can't push her head down there ever. Never do the head push.
Yeah.
The head push is a friggin' nightmare. And I had that, like, I thought that was for high school kids or something, but like, I had a guy a few years ago, which we brought up on the show. He did the head push. I was shocked. My mouth was agape. I was like, I'm leaving this room. Like, you're pushing my head.
The head push, I don't get that. Like, I don't do that when I'm receiving head. Like, I don't
know.
No, do that.
I'm like, I know that you have a penis and it's probably hard, and I know the option's there. You don't need to push my head.
I need my extra hand to check Twitter and text. Like, I don't need to push down on the head.
Menace is on Twitter. Menace tweets through sex. You know, people like do live tweeting during like baseball games. Menace tweets during sex.
I've tweeted in text while receiving fellatio.
I think that's hot.
You do?
I think it's hot. Like, I like quirky, like, weird things like
that.
Oh, my
God.
That's how I roll. You know what I'm saying?
Menace once called me when he was having sex.
I did that, too.
Oh, no, I don't like that. That's too far.
I'm a multitasker.
He's like, hey, I'm having sex right now. Because I think, I don't remember why.
You were, like, saying for, like, I don't know. You just kept on getting on me on how, saying that
I thought he wasn't getting laid.
Yeah.
And then he called me. He's like, I'm having sex right now. I'm like, okay, I believe you. And then I'm driving along. It was, like, Saturday night at 11. I'm like, okay. And then I hear moans. I'm like, I don't want to listen to Menace having sex.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, I get off on that.
She recorded it.
But I think a good way to lead somebody into doing oral sex is just kind of like let your body do the talking.
Yeah. Or, you know, throw $100 bills at them.
Or like, that.
You know,
that
Gucci
works
bag,
too.
Gucci
no,
bag,
but I think oral sex, I mean, if you're in a relationship with someone, let's just say this, let's create a scenario here that you're dating someone and you've been together a long time and they've never performed, let's say, fellatio on you. I would say that if it's been a few months and it's something that you really like, that you bring it up and you don't bring it up in the bedroom.
Yeah.
You bring it up the next morning or you bring it up at night and you're like, you know, it'd be really great. Like, I love oral sex. Or maybe you've been, I mean, but if you've never gone down on your partner and you're expecting them to go down on you, that might not happen. But if you're constantly going down on your partner and you're not getting it returned, I would say you can have time for a chat. You should always ask for what you want in bed.
Look, I'm telling you this right now, though. If I'm dating a chick for a couple of months and we're having sex and she hasn't given me fellatio, that means she's not into fellatio. There's no way where I'm just gonna.
That's true. Some women are not into it, but maybe
there's
if she
no
had a mask strip.
There's no way that a woman that. Well, there's no way that a woman that's into fellatio would not give you.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to you that you've been with a woman for months or you wouldn't stay that long?
No, I've been with women that are like, oh, I'm not into fellatio. And then they end up doing it anyways. Or, oh, we just don't date long enough.
Oh, yeah, you're like, I'm done. Well, I've been with men who don't like oral sex. And that's, you know, I've been with them once.
If I really loved.
What? I had that experience. I've dated a guy that didn't like oral sex.
He didn't like receiving it or giving it?
He didn't like receiving it or giving it. Wow. And I dumped him.
You dumped him? Yeah, dump him. I mean, like, that's so, to me, so core and so primal. Like, I have to be with the guy. But those are the guys I'm always like, you don't like the vagina. Like, you really don't like my vagina. Like, you want to stick your penis in something. But the fact that you don't want to get in there and get messy, nothing wrong with you. But you just don't like the vagina. You don't want it. You're not my guy.
Right.
You know? So I get it.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying if I really, really loved someone and they're not into it, then I'll just have to deal with it. I wouldn't like.
You wouldn't be bummed.
If I loved them.
Would you
marry? If I was dating them.
Would you marry a woman who would not perform oral sex on you?
If
would that be a deal breaker?
If I was totally in love with them, yeah.
Really?
But if I'm just dating them, then nah.
See, I couldn't marry someone who wouldn't perform oral sex on me.
Hit the dough.
I would be like, you're done. I'm like, you know oral sex. Like, I couldn't, because that would mean that I'm committing to life to not having oral sex. Do we have time?
Yeah, but it's not like you'd ever get married to somebody that you want to be able to have sex with other people.
Man, we don't know what my future is going to look like. He thinks I want to marry somebody.
I have the crystal ball in my hand, and
no,
I see
don't.
It. I see it, Emily.
He thinks that I want to marry somebody who does not want to, who will allow me to have sex with other people, but that I don't want him to have sex.
Yeah.
But that's not true. I would want him to have sex with other people as well. We'll see what happens with that.
Hey. Come on down.
Okay, well, we've got some online dating tips, too.
All right, what are they?
Okay, let's go from anal to online dating. Okay.
Can I tell you something real quick about online dating? Because I'm sure it's not in there.
How do you know?
I just
go ahead.
Can predict
tell me.
Because they never bring it up. I am not going to date you if you post self-portraits every 5 minutes.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to date you. If I'm dating you and then you eventually are posting self-portraits every 5 minutes, I'm going to dump your
on
ass.
On Facebook, you
I'm
mean?
I'm sorry. Just like, no. It's,
on any online
like,
dating
Instagram,
site?
Instagram, it's like, it's an epidemic. I think it's just women looking for attention. And it's, yeah. I know women that are like on like Instagram, they say, I met my soulmate. I'm with the person that I love. Then why the F are you posting self-portraits of yourself?
I know. It's sort of an obsession
to
with...
To get attention from other people.
Men do it too, though. The gay community. Remember when Oscar was on the show?
Yeah. On Instagram. I get on my Instagram.
Yeah.
And all my gay friends, I see self-portraits. But I'm like, I just stopped following them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just stopped following them.
Men just post pictures of tacos. And I'm going to stop following him,
too. I masturbate
to those. No, but I would say that there was a guy, Oscar, on the show. And he was talking about this trend within the gay community that they are using Instagram as and they're just posting like self-portrait, penis pic photos, everything, right? To date. So it's kind of in the
gay
community.
It's like a new online dating.
Have you been using it for that at all?
I don't use Instagram for that.
No? No, you haven't used it for
that. You know what? It just clicked in my head. I was like, how do they even use this as a dating tool? Like, how do you know the guys are gay and stuff like that? I just figured out how they do it.
How?
Like, okay, let's say you're out in the Castro, right?
Right.
You're at a club or whatever. You just take a picture of yourself. You check in at that place. Then you can just click location, and you can see all the photos that are taken at the location. And if you see some hot guy that's
but
at a gay club, you know.
Because they're in the Castro district that they're gay.
No, I'm just saying if you're at, like, at a gay club or a gay bar and
true.
You see a guy with
you
a self-portrait, you're like,
it.
Oh, that guy, I'm going to start following him. That's how they hook up because I couldn't figure it out
couldn't
before.
Couldn't figure it out. Okay.
I know now.
That's crazy. I never thought of that.
But it is sort of an epidemic. I know what you're saying. I know a lot of women and men who are constantly posting photos of themselves. And it is sort of this ego, me, look at me, look at me culture that we're in. And some guys might be totally turned on by that and be like, she's so hot, he's so hot, I love the pictures, love that, but you find it annoying.
I find it annoying as well.
Yeah, I do too.
Totes.
I don't post enough pictures of myself.
And the dudes that are with their shirts off looking in the mirror.
Bad.
Like, dude.
Don't
you
do
look
that.
Like a douchebag. I don't even know how many, I've never met a chick, maybe I just don't hang out with chicks that are into that kind of thing, that think that's cool, like a guy with his shirt off in the mirror.
I don't think that's cool. So some popular online, we're just try to do a little bit of this here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
go
we got a few
it.
Minutes. Popular online dating sites. eHarmony. We went through the popular ones because we want to kind of break it down because they say like 2 out of every 5 relationships now are start online right now, or maybe it's even higher than that.
Oh, yeah.
eHarmony is like the most popular site. It's for a mixture of people. It mainly tracks serious relationship-minded individuals. Members can only see other members that they match with. Secure calling, you're able to call another member. It costs $59.95 a month for 1 month, $39.95 for 3 months.
That means people are really serious, though. That's good.
Yeah, those are like for like serious relationships.
I
kind of
like that, though. Like, if you're looking for a serious relationship, then this is that would be the site for you. It relies on, so the deal with eHarmony is it relies on the compatibility matchmaking and pairs people based on a detailed questionnaire that members fill out upon joining the site. The downside, the only fallback, is that joining the site is a bit on the pricier side, but for those looking to get serious, the money may be worth it.
Yeah, and do you know what's so funny?
What?
Because, you know, I've gone on eHarmony before just for research.
Of course.
Just to see, like, how it worked and everything like that.
I got my clitoris rubbed for research, too, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, that's you. So, anyways, I type in all the information, but, you know, I'll just be honest about myself. And, you know, some parts I'm really, like, lazy. Oh, do you like to go rock climbing and stuff like that? Hell no. I ain't on there. But then the people I got matched up were just more, like, super lazy people.
Well, like, that's right, Menace. There you go.
But it's just like, I don't want to be with a super lazy person.
I want them to do the rock climbing for you.
Yeah, or I want them to motivate me to go do things like
that. Right. Like, the things that they match you on might not necessarily be the things that you're looking for someone. Oh, you like to climb? I like to climb. Let's be together, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so Match.com, similar to eHarmony, but more of a younger crowd between the ages of late 20s, 30s, 40s. Mm-hmm. It's for singles who want a lot of options. So each day a member sign in, they have their daily five, which are people who selected their members by Match's proprietary pairing technology. They have a profile pro to help spruce up your profile. It's free to browse, search, and post a profile. However, it's $29.99 a month. Okay, the downside, one could easily get overwhelmed by the large amount of users. It is so popular. I have so many friends who've used Match. Uh-huh.
I think I would use Match. Got 20,000 winks.
My
whatever.
Friend, who cares? Her profile picture, she had it viewed like 260,000 times. Wow. She was on it for a while, but she like a year and a half. But she's like, and I didn't get that many emails, and it just kind of makes you feel like someone
I hate
looks
that.
And they
that's
leave.
My
they
one pet peeve with online dating.
I know. I don't want
it's
to.
It's like you
look.
See all these viewers and like, no my mailbox ain't doesn't look the same.
It ain't blowing up.
And then another really popular one, because we've just got a few minutes, is Plenty of Fish for busy professionals. This is a super popular one.
Plenty of Fish.
It's free to join. If you're free on a particular night, you can add yourself to the list of available singles looking for a date that night.
Wow, that's cool.
Then we've
cool.
got OKCupid is for young people who want to have fun.
Yeah, I know a lot of people.
OKCupid
I just downloaded
is more
Cupid as an app.
It's a good app. People love OKCupid. That seems to be like the most like trending one right now. And I love their questions. They have a form that you fill out, and they ask you really good discerning questions to match you with people.
Just look out, though, because I know a bunch of crazy chicks on that.
Oh, no.
Like, just bat-ish crazy that
you
use
think
OK.
Every chick is crazy?
Nah, for reals.
For reals?
Yeah.
I know that a lot of people have found people on OKCupid, so we love it. So that's what we got time for today. Wow, thanks, Omar. Awesome.
Thank you,
thanks
Emily.
For being our guest
Thank
today.
You,
thanks, Menace.
Thank you.
So fun. And thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.